What is up, you guys? We are back with another episode. Today, we're continuing our Halloween special, talking about spooky movies. And today, we're going to be talking about a really cool spooky movie. One that pretty much, like, kind of, like, subverts all other spooky movies, in a way. Yeah, so we're talking about The Cabin in the Woods. That came out 2011.
Yeah. Cabin in the Woods. You see... I gotta say, starting off this movie, I had no idea what I was getting into, and I thought, oh, this is gonna be, you know, about a spooky cabin, but you're wrong.
Yeah. So when I recommend somebody watch this movie, I recommend you go in like completely blind, because
yeah, definitely.
Stuff happens in this movie that makes you go like, excuse me, I'm sorry, what are we doing now? But it's really good, it's really cool. The setup initially is just like your Evil Dead movie, your generic slasher movie, but throughout the way you get little hints that like something is going on in the background, and it's really cool.
And yeah,
It's not just that like people are doing stuff in the background. There's like way more to it.
Yeah, no, definitely. This is a movie that it's probably what you least expect. Cause yeah. And that's what this movie plays on. That it plays on the fact that a lot of horror movies today are very predictable.
Yeah.
And I mean, this came out in 2011, but even still to today, 10 years later.
10 years later.
Yeah, there's still movies that are very, very predictable.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to come up with something new. And I mean, the writers of Cabin in the Woods, they did a great job. And I forgot who's the co-writer, but I know one of the co-writers is Joss Whedon, who's actually the director of the first Avengers movie.
Yeah. So,
and the second one.
The other co-writer is Drew Goddard. He's like the producer on Daredevil. He wrote Cloverfield. He directed this movie also, and what else did he direct? He directed the Bad Times at the El Royale movie, which I never saw. But that one also had Chris Hemsworth. This one has Chris Hemsworth. So fun fact, this movie filmed in 2009, but it came out in 2011. So technically this is Thor before he was Thor. So yeah,
he was going to direct the Sinister Six film.
Who, Drew Goddard?
Yeah,
he was going to direct it.
Yeah, he was going to direct the Sinister Six film that was going to be like for
Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh
wow.
Well, you know what? I feel like he would have probably done a good job.
And also, he directed The Martian with Matt Damon.
I never saw that movie.
Yeah, and he worked on Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane, and The Cloverfield Paradox, which I think that Cloverfield is also a really great small franchise. But the last two movies are like, eh. But
I don't like The Cloverfield Paradox. I liked 10 Cloverfield Lane, but I've only ever seen it once. And Cloverfield is so good. I love Cloverfield, the first one.
Yeah, Cloverfield and 10 Cloverfield Lane are definitely really great. I don't know if you would consider it a horror movie. I mean, I guess so. Yeah, why not? But they're definitely good movies if you want to check them out.
Yeah, I recommend you don't check out Cloverfield Paradox just because I thought it was lame. But if you're interested, check it out. So this movie has a pretty good cast. Like I said, it has Chris Hemsworth. It has Richard Jenkins from Step Brothers. It has Bradley Whitford from Get Out, you know. It has Jesse Williams, who came out in like Grey's Anatomy, I think. I don't know, I've never seen that show. It has Anna Hutchinson, she was a Power Ranger. That's the only place I know her from, and Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior. shout out Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior. And then it has Kristen Connolly, which I haven't seen in other movies.
Yeah, I had never seen her before.
All of us were making jokes that she was Ellie Kemper from The Office and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
She does look a lot like her.
Yeah. And then Fran Kranz, my precious boy Marty, he was in the second Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie. That's where I know him from. He was in a bunch of other Joss Whedon stuff too, but that's where I know him from. And
who was he in Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
He was like Roderick's like rocker friend in that movie.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, I don't remember, but I didn't know you came in that.
Yeah,
I mean. You didn't even mention, dude, one of the biggest actors on the list is Sigourney Weaver, dude.
Oh, well, I completely forgot because that's like at the end of that movie, like,
yeah, well,
like it comes, yeah, as a cast. It comes as a surprise to the audience also. Sigourney Weaver is like the one in charge of like the whole organization. Spoilers, I guess. Sigourney Weaver's in this movie also. She has a small role, but it's very good. It's like very commanding, authoritative. Like, she's good in the role
She fits the role completely.
For the little screen time she has, it's really good.
I mean, Sigourney Weaver, I mean, she's top notch. I mean, of course,
she comes out of Ridley, bro.
Yeah, of course. She's in one of my favorite movies of all time, Alien and Aliens. I mean, also great spooky movies if you want to check them out. Of course, they're older, but they're always good to check out.
Hell yeah. I love those movies.
Of course. No.
I don't like Alien 3 or Alien 4.
But... Yeah, no, that's why I only mentioned the first two.
Alien versus Predator is kind of fun, but not really.
I actually never saw it.
I kind of like Prometheus sometimes, but sometimes I'm like, this movie kind of sucks. Alien Covenant, I'm like the same thing. I'm like, yo, this movie kind of sucks, but then I'm like, yo, it's Alien though.
Yeah. I mean, whenever there's an alien, there's something to appreciate about it.
Oh, that reminds me. There's a monster in this movie that's supposed to be a reference to the facehugger.
I do remember which one you're talking about.
Shows up briefly in like the elevator scene.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Now, before we go on, I gotta mention that this movie right now is rated at a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I know we've talked about the disagreements with Rotten Tomatoes here before, but in this case, I totally agree with this rating. It is a really great movie. It, like I said, I came out watching this movie, without knowing anything about it. I came in completely blind, and it instantly became one of my like top 10 maybe horror movies of all time.
Yeah, dude, it's so good. Like, I saw this, I think around the time it came out, maybe like 2012, I saw it, and I was like, whoa, this is sick. And I've been rewatching it every chance I get, or like as background noise, just because I think it's a good movie. But then I introduced it to my girlfriend and she really liked it, and then I'm happy that you guys liked it when I suggested it, you know, and then we saw it at my house. It was really fun. And
yeah, I had heard of it before. Like, I also remember I was watching a live stream of great TikToker. His name is Straw Hat Goofy. I don't know if you guys follow him. He has a couple million followers. I don't know how many right now. But he was talking about like the best horror movies of all time, and he mentioned Cabin in the Woods, and you know, it was just interesting to me because literally like the day before you had mentioned it, that like, oh, we should watch it during October or whatever, or we should watch it for like the spooky movies.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it was just like a coincidence, but then he said that it was also one of the best horror movies, and he's like, but you have to go completely blind.
Yes.
I was like, what?
Yes, it's so good. It was us four, like us two and our girlfriends, and then we had our friend Leo join us also, and I really liked seeing his reactions because he went even blinder because he missed like the first like third of the movie, and he had basically no idea what was going on, but he got super into the movie like towards the end.
Yeah, and it was pretty easy to get into it,
and I thought that was so cool. when, like, especially when you introduce a movie to somebody and they're just like, oh, like, it's awesome. But yeah, this movie's really good, guys. Like if you're thinking about watching it and you haven't seen it, just watch it.
Yeah. I mean, without spoilers, there's really not much you can say, but that's why we're saying go check it out and you can come back and watch the podcast or listen to the podcast a little later.
The only thing you can say is that five teenagers go up to a cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty horror much. Movie.
Pretty much. That's all you can say without spoiling it.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what I just realized?
What?
We didn't even introduce ourselves or the podcast.
Oh my God, that's so true. Hi, I'm Sebastian.
I'm JP.
We have a podcast. It's called State Table Credits. we're on it right now. It's happening. It's happening right now.
I mean, it's still pretty early on the show, so we're good.
Yeah, I don't know why I completely forgot. I guess I just wanted to talk about this movie. It has been a while since we saw it, though. Do you remember when we saw it?
Yeah, we saw it, I think, 3 weeks ago, maybe even a month.
Damn, it felt longer.
Yeah,
if I'm being honest, but to be fair, there's some, like, I've been pretty busy this month. I started a job, and I mean,
hey, good for Sebastian.
That's been taking up most of my time, but I don't want to do it anymore. I've barely been doing. Whatever. I don't have a big presence online anyways.
Hey, you never know. Anyways.
I've barely been doing this for a week, right? And I'm happy I have a job, but I want to do this full time. That's what I want to do.
I mean, if you guys support the podcast, we would love to do this full time. I mean, we love talking about movies.
Yeah, or else this is
to work on a movie.
This is the last episode.
Yeah, no, please don't let it be the last one. Now, I was going to say, oh my God, I forgot what I was going to say. God damn it. But now I remember that since we watched it like a month ago, that I remember I told you, dude, we got to talk about this like tomorrow. I think we watched it on, it was like maybe a Thursday, Friday. I don't know what it was. And I was like, time to talk about it for it, like, the next episode.
It was a Friday because I think my parents weren't home.
Yeah. Maybe.
And
because I remember we have time to talk about it for the next episode.
Yeah, because we played.
I forgot what movie we were.
We played. We played games afterwards. Like we played. We didn't play Cards Against Humanity. We played Scrawl and we played card games.
Afterwards. Yeah. Do you remember what movie we did instead? Because I don't. It was, I forgot what week it was.
I know we were going to plan to like record it and just save it for October, but I completely forgot.
Yeah, I remember.
Was it Candyman? Did we see it after Candyman?
No, I think it might have been Jurassic Park.
I think you're right, yeah.
I think it might have been during that time that we did that Jurassic Park episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, I instantly love the movie, so I was like, Sebastian, we gotta talk about it on the podcast. Yeah.
I don't think we were planning about talking about it, right? Like we were like, I was just like, let's just watch it.
Yeah. I didn't know. I mean, we were just watching it for fun, but I instantly loved it, and like everyone else, like even my girlfriend also loved it. We definitely thought, okay, we don't have time to talk about it right now, but we can include it for the October spooky movies.
Yeah, and so that's why we were thinking about recording that episode early, because we would have to wait a while.
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't want to save it for a couple weeks because I don't know. I was excited to talk about this
movie. Yeah, I mean, I remember most of it, but then again, I've seen it like two or three times, like four times maybe. So.
Yeah, like right now when I ate breakfast, I saw a video refreshing my memory. So I'm pretty fresh on everything. But okay, we're 15 minutes in. I think we can talk spoilers already. Talk about what the actual movie is about.
Okay, so basically, wait, do I spoil like everything?
I mean, pretty much. I mean, at this point, it's a warning. If you don't want to know what
warning.
It's
about,
go watch the movie. Warning! Warning! Warning!
Okay, so basically, like I said, five college students go to a cabin in the woods. Supposedly, it's Chris Hemsworth's cousin who owns the cabin. Marty's like, does Kurt even have a cousin? I don't know. Shit's a little spooky. Shit's a little mysterious. You don't need that backstory, right? Because it's a horror movie. It happens all the time. People just be going to the woods for no reason. these five students go to cabin in the woods. There's some dudes in an office, and they're like setting everything up. They have like pheromones to make them horny, to make them think that they're dumb. They're placing bets on like monsters that could show up. They're running something. If you guys have seen Friday the 13th, Crazy Ralph is a character that shows up, and he's known as the Harbinger of Doom. He like says like, you're all gonna die. The teens get warned in Cabin in the Woods by a guy named Mordecai. So they're doing all the cliches. You have your five teens, you have your Harbinger of Doom, you have your Cabin in the Woods. And then underneath that, you have all the office workers plotting whatever it is they're plotting. And so as the movie goes on, as people start dying, and the office workers start celebrating, you're like, whoa, like, this is weird. And then when you would normally think that you get to like the end of any other movie, like a Friday the 13th or whatever, it's barely halfway through the movie when you start to really like see everything. Because two of the characters, Dana and Marty, they go down through an elevator and they go to the offices, right?
And yeah, so, they have to escape.
And so they see all the monsters. So there's like werewolves. There's a dude that looks like Pinhead from Hellraiser. There's a little girl that has like, I don't know, she has like fucking, you remember her? She has like a
She's like a little ballerina, but it has like a giant mouth that just covers her whole face.
Yeah, dude, if you guys know what a lamprey is, that animal, it's basically like a human with a lamprey face or like teeth, like,
yeah,
it's like she got bit like an apple basically, and then just teeth all over, like, it's cool. There's a ghost, there's like a fucking robot,
generic monsters like a giant snake and a giant
there's a giant snake, giant spider, there's a unicorn, there's a killer clown. It's pretty much every horror movie you could think of. There's even Left 4 Dead villains in there, which is a small fun fact. This game was supposed to have a tie-in with Left 4 Dead, but plans kind of fell through, but you can still see the characters in the movie. There's killer robots. There's a giant bat. There's like a demon.
There's a hobgoblin.
There's an alien. They got zombies. They got scarecrows. They got octopus, giant octopus. They got motherfucking...
Merman,
sexy nurses from Silent Hill. They got the merman baby. They got everything in this movie.
I mean, you're listening to this and you don't know that there's so many monsters.
Yeah, and you see all of them in action. Well, not all of them, but you see most of them in action, and it's so cool. It's so cool when the elevator scene opens up, when Dana and Marty purge all the monsters, all the elevators like open up, and just fucking blood everywhere, blood and guts and bullets. Yeah,
so much gore.
It's awesome.
It's pretty freaking awesome. I'm not like a big fan of gore, but Jesus Christ.
This movie isn't that gory. It's bloody, not gory, if that makes
sense.
I
guess so.
Oh, but Jeffrey, now that we're talking about all these monsters, which one would you most likely want to fight, and which one would you most likely least want to fight? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I could beat the fuck out of that merman. Dude, you see how slow he was?
That is true. Merman was pretty slow. But if you're in the water, merman can get your ass.
I'm not in the fucking water. Why would I be in the water? If the merman wants to eat me, he'll come get me. Okay. But he's slow as fuck. I can get
him.
No problem. And what was the second question?
Which one would you least likely want to fight? Like, which one would you not want to have anything to do with?
Oh shit, dude. Ah, you know, it's either between that big ass zombie that was beating the fuck out
Oh
of Christopher Connolly, the one that plays Dana, like in the background. It was so funny. Like the workers from the organization, they're just like work like celebrating.
they're all celebrating. They're all getting drinks. And
You
in
see it, you see
the background.
in the monitors, the freaking big ass zombie is just beating the like he's not even fun with like
He's just like
beating the
throwing
fucking
her on
like
the dog. She's
if
like
you
throwing
imagine
up blood and shit.
if you remember like in the Avengers that little small scene with like Hulk just grabs Loki and like throws him around a couple of times,
That's
imagine that t times
basically
like
what.
yeah but times like 5 minutes, like he's just like fucking her up so
Yeah,
bad. But yeah, it's
and it was
either
so
him.
funny because we were like, dude, this bitch should be dead.
Yeah, it was really funny. Like even though like it's like very violent, it was really funny.
Yeah, I think
And
for me, I can take the werewolf.
really?
Yeah,
I don't think you can.
because the werewolf could only show up like on a full moon, right? So if I survive the first night, I'm like, okay, now I know I have time to prepare. I get my silver bullets.
Where do you get a silver bullet from?
I go to the gun store, the ammo store. I make silver bullets. All you gotta do is melt silver and put them into like a
Yes.
little case, like a little thingy.
Yeah, because you can do
Yeah,
that.
dude. I go to the high school, I melt it there, and then boom, werewolf's dead.
Wow, you
The
thought
one
this through.
the one I wouldn't want to fight though is the clown, because the clown takes like fucking
I was thinking the clown. Yeah, I was thinking it was him or the clown.
he took a bunch of bullets and he just like kept coming.
Yeah,
So
because it's basically like Pennywise.
yeah. Either the clown or any of the giant like creatures, like the giant spider
Snake.
or the octopus or the snake, just because I feel like they're too big for me to deal with.
Yeah, it has to
By
be
my
something reasonable.
yeah. Oh, you know what? The little girl. Fuck that little girl. I'll just be like, you
I mean, yeah,
know what I
you
mean?
could probably take her on, just fucking fuck them kids.
Yeah, she has a big weak spot right here. What's she gonna do without that mouth, you know? Like as long as I get her like in there, like she's good, she's done, she's dealt with.
Dude, if you punch her, she can eat your hand.
Dude, that's why I don't punch her. That's why I use ranged weapons.
Dude, you see what you do? You see this is what you do? Dude. She's coming at you.
I chop her legs off.
Dude, I was gonna say sweep the floor.
that way she can't dance.
No,
And
dude,
she
but oh, if
and
she's a
since
ballerina,
she
dude,
and
she'll just jump over your
no
leg,
no
dude.
she's a ballerina. I chop off her legs. She can't dance. She's depressed. She's sad. Her career is over. She commits suicide. I win. Long. I play the long game.
Your career is over. Depression.
Yeah, it's over.
Wow, dude. Depression is the real killer.
Is the silent killer, Jacob.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially during, when the weather changes. What's it called?
When it hits
Seasonal.
seasonal depression.
Yeah, but I thought it was supposed to be like the acronym was supposed to be SAD, like SAD. I don't know what the A is.
I don't know. Seasonal ass depression. Whatever,
I don't know what it is. I'm too lazy. Okay, well.
dude. Seasonal depression, that's what you call it.
Yeah, there's a witch, I think, also.
Yeah. I mean, we said there's
There's a shit
every
ton of
monster you
monsters.
can imagine, it's there. It's that's also a fun thing about this movie is that every time you watch it, if you do watch it multiple times, you can probably notice like another detail every time.
Yeah, like in the background or like on one of the TVs. Like when I saw it recently, there was like a vampire that looked like Nosferatu, like kind of like sticking himself out like from one of the TVs. And I don't remember noticing that like the first time I saw this movie. So that's pretty cool, just seeing all the background
Yeah,
monsters.
one that we didn't mention is like the girl from The Ring also. This
Oh yeah,
that's the one from Japan.
So that's another thing I really like about this movie is that there's an organization, or this one organization is all around the world, and they do different experiments. And basically it's like references or like tests, and it's like catered to like their specific culture. So Japan has like a bunch of ghost movies, ghost horror stories. And the experiment in Japan is basically The Ring or The Grudge. It's shit like that. It doesn't work out, though. The ghost gets turned into a frog, if you remember.
It was pretty funny. Like, it was, so basically, it's like the girl from The Ring, but it's like she's like a kind of a ghost, more of a ghost in this one. But she's like just... like basically floating around a classroom of little girls.
Yeah.
It's just like doesn't do anything, but like the people from the organization is like, why is it so hard to kill kids?
Oh, and then the little girls they exercise the spirit, I guess, and they turn into a frog. And then Richard Jenkins' character, he like looks at the screen and he's like, fuck you. Fuck you to the little girls, and it's so funny. There's a lot of comedy in this movie.
Yeah,
it's really good.
I remember in those, because they were showing it, like it wasn't just Japan, but they showed, I don't know where it was, but I know there was like a giant gorilla.
Yeah, that was in Spain.
And yeah, and then there was a reference to The Thing.
Yeah, I love
that. In Stockholm. Yeah, I remember. I think that was pretty much all the ones they showed. I'm not sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
But you can infer that there's like way more happening around the world. Like,
yeah, but like, funny that,
you know, the Mexican one would be like La Llorona or something like that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
El Chavo,
dude. The ghost of El Chavo. Now that you're mentioning La Llorona, I'm gonna mention it. Why not? So there's this comedian. His name is Franco Escamilla. If you're Mexican, you definitely know who he is. He's an awesome comedian. I went to see a show last year, actually. No, like maybe 2 years ago, when he came near my city. And basically, he's a really, really funny comedian. And he is also a big-ass scaredy cat. One of the things that he mentioned in his show that I thought was so funny, I mean, I can translate it. It won't change. Like, sometimes, you know, when you translate a joke, it doesn't work. But this one works. It doesn't matter. So he talked about La Llorona. And basically, he mentioned that he had to travel to South America. So he had to travel through to Colombia, to Venezuela. I don't know what. No, not Venezuela. Colombia and Argentina, I think, or something like that. And something I thought was like really funny that he mentioned is that. So basically, he said like, oh, he was really scared of La Llorona at that point or something like that. And then he mentioned like, but dude, he started thinking, but dude, isn't La Llorona like just a Mexican thing? And then he's like, why would La Llorona come looking for me in like Colombia?
Yeah.
So he just imagined La Llorona going through customs. Or like just going through a border. Like, why are you coming through here? Say, like, no, I want to go hunt that guy. Like, of course, like I'm butchering like the whole like execution, but the way he explains it is like imagining La Llorona going through customs.
Trying to find her kids.
Trying to find her kids.
Like, trying to go back to her kids.
Yeah, like the whole idea of it. Like, yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah, for you guys that don't know about La Llorona, she's this mom that's out looking for her kids, and you can hear her like crying, and she's like, mis hijos, which means like my kids.
Yeah, I know they made a movie.
Not scary, bitch.
Yeah, she's not that scary. No, but. Also,
am I allowed to do that? I don't know.
Dude, we've been cursing this whole time. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Also, La Llorona, if you want kids,
no, it's something that I wanted to mention that I thought it was funny is that like, we're saying that like these countries, they have like, you know, their own little like theme or like say, yeah. like they have their own little thing. Like yeah. the Japanese have their ghosts, and like Mexico would have La Llorona or something like that. But then like the US like has every single monster.
Yeah, the US has pretty much everything. And I think that's so cool because it's just like it's supposed to be like that's our horror, that like most horror. Well, I don't want to generalize because like every country makes horror movies, but I feel like the US does have like a really huge variety of just like shit they mess around with. Like
yeah.
we got ghosts, we got vampires, we got slashers, we have freaking killer robots,
zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this is a very vast the whole horror world is a vast like universe. Yeah.
That's also why I like this movie, just a celebration of horror movies. Like if you've seen at least one horror movie, like you'll probably be like, oh hey, that's like a thing in this movie, you know what I mean? Like
yeah. What's one, or I don't know if you've seen it, I go, but like what's one horror villain or something that you would have liked to seen like a little parody of in this movie that you didn't see?
I mean they did Pennywise, but I would have loved to have seen like Jason or like a Freddy Krueger type thing.
Actually, when I was watching that video refreshing in my memory, it was like Easter eggs and the ending explained whatever. Actually, there is, I haven't seen it, I don't know where, but there is actually supposed to be a killers that look like Jason and Freddy Krueger. Oh, so
well, I haven't seen that in the movie.
Yeah.
Or so I don't remember. So you know, that's pretty cool.
Now you have to rewatch it.
Yeah. The main killers are like the ones that attack the teenagers, they're kind of like Jason, because they're like zombie. It's kind of like Jason and Leatherface, because they're like zombie redneck torture family. But it's not as, I would have loved to have seen Jason like in one of those tubes.
Yeah.
Or the elevators, I mean.
Yeah. Something that I was thinking about is like, how did they capture all those monsters? Can you think of a way?
I have no idea, actually.
It's like, there's like at least 100 maybe or more different types of like monsters. Like how would you capture a giant snake? How would you capture a giant spider? How would you capture a Pennywise? Like
I don't know, unless they're like made there at the facility.
Yeah, that's the thing. Maybe they can make those.
Because with stuff like ghosts, I mean, you just call them Ghostbusters, right? If you want a vampire, you call like a Van Helsing. If you want a Frankenstein's monster, you can just make it.
Yeah, I mean, with the whole organization, I could see them like making that stuff.
Because you know what, the monsters, I don't know if the backstory is made up, because you know the zombie redneck torture family, like they have a backstory. So maybe they have like monster hunters that are like, oh dude, there's like a zombie redneck family, let's go catch them so that we can use it for our thing.
Kind of would have liked for them to explain that a little bit, like not too much in detail, but like maybe say like, for example, like, oh, just like a little detail, let's say in the background, someone say like, oh, look, we caught a, I don't know, like, for example, let's all, oh, we caught Pennywise or something.
Yeah. That'd be like, I would love to see that as a TV show, if I'm being honest, like. Basically like X-Files, but like horror movie theme.
Yeah, but something, a show connected to this movie would be pretty cool. Like how they capture everything.
Like prequels to everything. Like, that'd be sick. Yeah. I don't know if it would
work. That's an idea already.
Because I was talking to Eileen about this, my girlfriend, and she was like, how would you make a sequel to this? And I'm like, I don't think you can make a sequel to this, because it's like a one and done type thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't say how the movie ended.
No, I didn't. But basically, like, we were talking about it, and I was like, you can just make any other horror movie, and then technically it would be considered a sequel. You know what I mean? Just because, like,
I guess,
like, almost any horror movie can fit into like the Cabin in the Woods thing, because that's what they do. They're saying, like, we got these five kids.
I don't think you can make a sequel.
No, you can. But I'm saying, like technically, any horror movie could be a sequel. You know what I mean? Like, or it could be a prequel, because you can, like, the thing that I like about this movie is that you can say that, like, oh, every horror movie you've ever seen is an experiment that they did in Cabin in the Woods. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, if you saw The Ring, oh, that was an experiment they did in Japan that worked. And then the one that they tried in when the movie happens just didn't work.
Maybe.
If I saw Evil Dead and it's like, oh, that was an experiment that worked, but it didn't work in Cabin in the Woods. That's what I mean, is that basically every horror movie can be theoretically be in this this ultimate universe of horror in Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think a prequel would be easier, definitely.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Because, like, that whole idea that we just talked about, I don't think a movie would work.
No, not a movie.
But a show? I think a show could work how they captured everything.
Like I said, it would be like, you know, it'd be really cool if it was like The Office and The X-Files sort of combined.
Oh, yeah, like a mockumentary.
Yeah, but then they show you, like, them, like, trying to hunt down the monsters and crap like that. That'd be cool.
Actually, you just remembered me. There is a show like that already, but, like, obviously it's not Cabin in the Woods. Like, I had not heard of it, but it's on HBO Max, actually. Let me look it up real quick. But it's exactly what you're saying. It's a mockumentary. Oh. It's a mockumentary about catching monsters. Oh, that's cool. I put it on my list. It's called Wellington Paranormal, and literally I'm just gonna read the little description. It's a one sentence. It's a mockumentary reality series that follows two normal Kiwi cops as they investigate the paranormal. And there's two seasons. The first season is they talk to a demon girl, and then there's alien circles, like the ones they do in the garden. There's zombies, there's vampires. But yeah.
Like, well, that's cool.
I mean, basically what you just said, it exists already.
Yeah, but that's great. I'm gonna check that out. It says on Wikipedia that it's a spin-off of What We Do in the Shadows, of the movie.
This one?
That show is a spin-off of What We Do in the Shadows movie.
Oh. They're connected.
Oh, so apparently the cops in this show showed up in the movie.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, right now I'm actually watching the What We Do in the Shadows show. And I'm loving it. It's a really funny movie. I don't know why. To me, personally, the whole idea of, like, a mockumentary is really funny. I don't know why. Like, I really love that style. Yeah, so, I mean, What We Do in the Shadows right now is, like, the best one that I've seen, like, recently, apart from The Office, of course. And, I mean, I've seen also Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec is pretty great, but I still think The Office is better. And, but I don't know, the whole idea of a mockumentary to me is, like, really, really great. And, like, I've had ideas for mockumentaries, but I just feel like it's just a copy, and I don't think I would pull it off.
I know we had a bunch of ideas when we were in film club about mockumentaries. Like, I remember the one we did for one of our older teachers. He was like in the war. I killed 17 people in the war.
Yeah, I remember. Actually, like, not even like too long ago. Like, I was I couldn't sleep, and I was just thinking, like, of a mockumentary series, but, like, for a school, but for, like, teachers, not for students, but, like, I mean, students would come out in the show, but, like, mainly, like, it's about the teachers.
Yeah,
but, like, I don't know what you could include in a school show, but I was
you can show them like different school events, like them trying to organize a dance, the principal could be like a Michael Scott type deal.
Yeah. Or maybe not, because I think it would be like a copy of The Office then. But I was thinking like the pilot would be like, oh, we're getting a new principal today. I don't know how he's going to be or she's going to be. And like something like that, something along those lines. And like, but I don't know. I feel like I need a lot of time to think about it, like a good pilot or a good show about it. But I don't, hey, maybe someone can help me out, or maybe Sebastian, you can help me out.
You can call it like The Faculty or something like that. I think that's a good title.
I would call something to do with like, you know how every school, every district has like independent school district.
Yeah.
Like, I think something with that would be nice for a title, but I couldn't think of anything.
But then that wouldn't be just one school. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. Whatever, man. I can't think of it right now. If someone can help me out, but don't steal my idea, please. Give me some credit. Okay. Now, there is, we didn't mention like the whole, I mean, we talked about it a little, but we didn't mention how the movie ends.
Right. So these experiments, they're basically not really experiments. They're rituals. I just didn't want to say it right away. So they're sacrificing people. In this case, it's like five stereotypes. So you have the jock, you have the whore, that's what they call it, the scholar or the nerd, the fool or the stoner. And then you have the virgin, which doesn't always have to be a virgin.
Yeah, in the words of Sigourney Weaver in this movie, we work with what we have.
Yeah, so basically it's like your generic horror movie characters, right? In this one though, like the characters are different. Like Chris Hemsworth is supposed to be a jock, but he's a sociology major. He recommends books.
A pretty smart guy.
He's a smart guy. He's not just the stereotype. But the office workers, they make it so that he's dumber than he seems. The blonde girl, the whore, she wasn't blonde, but they made her dye her hair and they put like chemicals in the dye to make her like dumber. And then,
yeah.
So it's basically like
really smart.
Yeah. So basically what they're trying to do is just sacrifice them, because the ancient ones are watching. And if the ritual doesn't work, and it hasn't in other countries, Japan failed, Russia failed, your mom failed. I don't know what other country.
Yeah, but basically it's only one country has to succeed.
Yes, and the last country is the US. So the movie that we are watching, Cabin in the Woods, the ancient ones are also watching. So at the end, Marty and Dana, once they release all the monsters, once Sigourney Weaver's like, hey, you have to kill Marty, but she gets killed. Dana and Marty decide not to do that and just let the world end. So as the movie ends, a giant hand reaches out from the ground and like destroys the cabin in the woods and just smashes down, and credits. That's it. End of the world. Apocalypse. The ancient ones have risen. It's a cool ending.
Yeah, I mean, it is a pretty cool ending. I mean, I kind of wish that they explained it a little more, like who they are, like the ancient ones.
We're the ancient ones, Jerry.
What?
That's what it's supposed to be. The audience is supposed to be the ancient ones, because we want to see boobs in horror movies. We want to see blood in horror movies. That's basically what it is. And when we don't get what we want, when the virgin lives, when the fool lives, we get angry, and so we rise and we get mad when the horror movie doesn't have enough blood or tits, basically.
Yeah, and yeah, I know what you mean about the audience being the ancient ones. Yeah, I mean, I guess in the movie, I like a little more detail and explanation.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's still kind of cool, like the whole idea. It's been a giant monster, giant. We're talking about a giant spider or a giant snake, but no, this is humongous.
Yeah, and we only see its arm. We don't see anything else.
I kind of would have liked to see like the whole thing, his whole like look. But now that we're talking about the ancient one, I mean, The I remember I saw on this website that I'm looking at 10 twisted facts about the cabin in the woods. The kill count is at about 69 low.
Yeah.
Nice. But technically, it's practically the whole world
Yeah.
because obviously the ancient ones were not satisfied, so they're going to destroy the world.
Yeah. So I watched this YouTube channel called Kill Count, and he does like kills on everything. Or like he counts the kills in a bunch of different horror movies. I don't know how many he counted, but 69, that's a cool number.
Yeah, nice. And there's not many a lot of cool facts that I wanted to mention, but even like the very first one, it says the opening scene was meant to confuse audiences. And yeah, I could
Oh
see that.
yeah,
It's
because
definitely not on purpose to.
it's supposed to be like if you walked into the wrong movie, because it's like the two office workers, and then they slap you in the face with that big title that says The Cabin in the Woods, and there's like a little scream. I do have a fun fact. So the character Marty, he's the only character that doesn't go into the lake in the movie, and that's because he was super ripped, like at the time, more ripped than Chris Hemsworth and Jesse Williams. So they thought it was going to be out of character for the stoner to be more ripped than like the athletic characters. So that's why he stays behind and he wears the shirt.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen Scooby-Doo, Marty is practically
He's
the
basically Shaggy.
Yeah, he's
He's basically
practically
Shaggy.
the like apart from, I forgot the actor that plays Shaggy
Matthew
in
Lillard?
Scoop. Yeah, Matthew, like instead of if it wasn't him, Marty is what Shaggy would look like.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
And
pretty much, but not ripped.
Marty actually smokes weed.
Yeah, actually, like we didn't even mention that like the bong that he has
He
is
has a,
so
it's so
cool.
cool. I want to buy it so much.
Like I'm not a stoner, but that bong is really freaking cool. Like the way that it turns from a coffee mug to a
Into a
bong.
bong. That's crazy. That's so sick. I want to see if I can buy it.
Yeah, and then he uses it as a weapon later
Oh
on.
yeah, it's so cool.
So
Coffee mug pipe.
yeah, and
Oh.
it's really fun that he's supposed to be the fool, but he's probably the smartest one in the entire group.
Yeah, so the reason why nothing like affects him is because he's smoking constantly. So the chemicals that are affecting everyone else, they're not affecting Marty because he brought his own supply, I guess. So that's really cool. Look, I guess, drugs are good sometimes.
Yeah, just sometimes.
Drugs can help you survive.
Mean, yeah, if you're going into a cabin, take a bunch of weed.
Yeah, if you're going to a cabin in the woods, it's somebody's relative, someone's vacation home, take a lot of drugs.
Yeah, I recommend
And also,
it.
don't, what's the word? Don't split up.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah. Just don't be an idiot.
Yeah. Something that we haven't even mentioned is like all the ways that the other members were killed.
Oh yeah. So, Anna Hutchinson, what's her character name? Jules. Jules is the first one to die. She gets beheaded by good old, I forget his name, Jebediah Buckner. He's the big zombie guy. She gets beheaded. What's his name? Chris Hemsworth fucking rides his motorcycle. He
I think
tries to.
the way that Chris Hemsworth dies is probably my favorite one.
It's cool. He tries to jump a gap because like the cave that they went through is like got caved in. So he's trying to jump the gap, but then uh-oh, there's an invisible force field and he just fucking.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to think about that, like, because this movie came out in the same year as Thor, as right?
I Thor. Think so.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to think that the almighty powerful Thor was killed by an invisible wall.
Yeah, but you know, it's fun because like a lot of actors, they start out in horror. I know last episode I said that Paul Rudd, like his pretty much one of his first movies was Halloween 6.
Yeah, I still need to watch it. I'm going to watch it just for don't.
His performance is not the best in that movie. And I think even Paul Rudd himself said that he doesn't like his performance in that movie or the movie itself. But I mean, no one likes that movie. I think.
I mean, I don't care. I'm going to watch. I love him. I'm going
to
watch it.
I'm trying to think. Scarlett Johansson was in Eight-Legged Freaks. So that's a movie about spiders.
I'm not good with knowing like how actress started out.
I can't remember, but well, I know a bunch of good actors have started out in some horror movies. So you know, Chris Hemsworth was in a good one though. So that's yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, the way Jules dies, like the most stupid way possible, probably. I mean, she got like the way that they controlled her pheromones or whatever, her hormones
to make her horny.
Yeah, to make her horny, and obviously not as any smart person or any smart people would be like, oh, you know, let's have sex right in the middle of the woods.
I don't know, man. You'd be surprised how many people have sex in the woods.
I guess so, but it's so creepy. I don't know.
What they did is they changed the lighting so that they have like a perfect spot.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember? Because it was really dark, and then the office workers were like, "Okay, let me just change the lighting real quick," and it's like a perfect spotlight on like the perfect like piece of grass.
Yeah, like, oh, let's do it right there.
Where they can touch ass, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, touch butts.
Yeah, that's how you have sex. That's how you have sex, everybody.
Yeah. And then, obviously, she gets killed by the zombies. I mean...
Yeah, she gets beheaded. She gets kind of beheaded off screen. You don't see it happen until the zombie throws the head at Dana, and Dana's like, let me just catch it.
Yeah, no. I remember when we watched the movie. She caught the head and then she like threw it, and I was like, "Oh, why would you throw your friend's head?" But then Leo was like, "Well, what else are you gonna do? You're gonna put it down carefully?
why would you just like keep it on you, like just hug it?"
Yeah, no. I didn't think that one through, but I don't know. I guess she was freaked out, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just thought of it because, like, oh, she's your friend.
I mean, I guess at first she didn't notice that it was her friend's head. But if some big-ass dude threw something at me, I would just be like, ew. Like, especially if it was, like, if he looked like a killer, I'd be like, ew, I don't want that.
Yeah. And then, of course, Jesse Williams was killed. Yeah.
Maybe the throat?
Kind of more violent. Yeah, that one was more violent. I remember as soon as the movie started, or like as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh yeah, he's gonna die for sure.
Why?
I mean, I don't know.
Because he's black?
Because he's white. He's like more like called more like a caramel skin. I don't know how else to call it. But I mean, he's not white. The whitest one is probably the girl.
Dana. I said because he's black.
You didn't say he's black. I thought you
said I did. No, I said because he's. I asked because he's black.
No, I swear you said white.
No, I said black.
Okay, well, there you go. I wasn't being racist. Like, I genuinely thought you said he was white. I mean, he doesn't look black. He's not black at all.
Well, no, I think he's light skinned. Well, I don't want to misassume.
No, yeah. I mean, I think he's white, but he has like more. More of a tan or anything, but anyways, doesn't matter. I don't know. As soon as I saw him, like I said, I didn't know anything about this movie, but I was like, oh no, he's gonna die for sure. And then my girlfriend's like, no, I like him. Or like, he has pretty eyes, whatever. And like, no,
yeah, he does have pretty eyes.
He's gonna die for sure.
I didn't care that much for him or Chris Hemsworth or Jules. or even Dana. Dana's an idiot. The only one I cared about was Marty, my boy Marty, my Shaggy, my precious stoner baby.
He's the only really likable character, honestly.
Because he's the only one that makes, I guess, because he's the only one that has weed. He's the only one that makes smart decisions.
Yeah, pretty much. Like they're just all dumb. Yeah, but Marty's pretty, like, man, my favorite character, and yeah. I think pretty much everyone's favorite character will agree.
I know he was Leo's favorite character also.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's my girlfriend's favorite character also.
Yeah. No, I think that's pretty much all we've got to talk about. Now, what would you rate this movie?
10.
Really? Perfect 10?
Yeah, just because I like horror movies, and this is a good one.
Yeah, it is a really great movie. I don't know if it's perfect, but it is like really, really top tier. So I'll just give it a 9.
Okay, cool.
9 mermans out of 10.
I would give it I would give it 10 coffee bongs out of 10.
Coffee bongs, yeah.
Yeah, I want to buy one of those so bad, but I just checked right now, they're out of stock.
On Amazon or what?
No, on like the company that makes them.
Yeah, so after Cabin in the Woods, I could just imagine like the sales just going up.
Guys, I don't even smoke, but I want that thing.
I mean, honestly, some bongs, they're like the designs that they do for bongs are like top tier.
Some of them are just weird. Some of them look like penises to me. A lot of them look like like just weird as abstract art shapes. I don't know.
The mind. The mind looks at what it wants.
Oh. Penis, I guess. My penis.
Penis.
my hat, instead of saying this, I'm gonna buy one that says penis. That way people know that's what I'm about. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, penis.
Okay, we can't say that word enough, guys. Penis.
And you ever played the penis game?
With my uncle?
Oh my god.
No, I'm just kidding. With my neighbor.
My god. My god.
No, I've never played the penis game with anybody or myself.
Yeah. Okay, but no, dude, I don't want to say anything anymore. Let's get away from penises. All right, guys, this is pretty much the end of the episode. All right, unless you want to mention anything else before we go.
Penis. No. we have a couple more Halloween episodes planned. We're planning on talking about Trick or Treat and Malignant, maybe. I think that's it as far as the Halloween episodes. And then afterwards, we're gonna have a lot of other cool stuff planned. We're gonna be talking about the Spider-Man movies.
We have movies planned all the way to the end of the year. So
yeah, we're gonna be talking about Spider-Man just to be ready for Spider-Man No Way Home. Did you guys see the DC fandom stuff? That was cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah, now we're recording this a day after DC fandom, and my god, the Batman trailer looks exquisite.
It
looks
Zoe blind. Kravitz. Oh my god.
You should see Sebastian's Twitter right after he saw the Batman trailer.
I want her to beat me to death and rob me of like my dignity and my money. And
I remember I saw a tweet. Oh, I think you retweeted it. That it was like me waiting for Catwoman to steal all my jewels.
Yeah,
like, and posting with a picture.
It's just the guy with like a bunch of like
jewelry
and like chains and jewels or whatever, and it's that's what I felt like. I have nothing of value that Catwoman would steal, but the one thing she did steal, my heart.
Also
Robert Pattinson Batman, like I wanted to just beat me to death.
Yeah, as soon as I saw Zoe Kravitz, I was just like, mommy sorry.
It's true.
We cannot wait for the Batman.
The Flash thing was also kind of cool. I'm not as excited for that. I mean, I'm excited for Michael Keaton, but I'm not as excited for like. The two Flashes is kind of weird, and
I'm not as excited for it as Batman. I think the Batman is like my most anticipated film that I want to see, apart from Spider-Man.
Did you see the Black Adam thing?
Eh, it's all right.
I'm more excited for because I didn't know this, but Hawkman is coming out of that movie and Dr. Fate is coming out of that movie. So I'm more excited towards that. Dwayne Johnson is cool. He's like really excited about that movie, but I cannot take him as seriously when I see him, if that makes sense. Cause I'm like, oh, that's The Rock. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
but I'm still willing to try that movie out. I'm really excited for the Blue Beetle movie.
I'm excited for that because the suit looks awesome.
The suit looks cool. They show concept art. The games also look really cool, like Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, Gotham Knights looks fun. DC's killing it so far.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. But yeah, I cannot wait for the Batman. I mean, that's the one thing I want to talk about the most.
They dropped new episodes of Young Justice. Gonna watch that afterwards, season 4. That's pretty much it. Just DC fandom really, really killed it, I think, for the most part. I saw Halloween Kills also. Yes, I saw Halloween Kills yesterday.
Quick verdict on it. What's that? What is it?
Mid. I think it's kind of mid, but the kills are really cool. So.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Now that is the end of the episode. We got a little off topic there at the end, but it's all right. We had to talk about it.
A podcast, you know what a podcast means? It just means we talk. It doesn't mean we talk about this thing forever.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. It's just that we were gonna finish the episode, but all right then.
Oh yeah, sorry. Bye. I'm Sebastian.
I'm a JP. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate all the support. I hope you guys liked the episode. This was a really fun episode. We had a lot of laughs. If you guys liked it, please leave a like on YouTube. You can review us also on Apple Podcasts, whatever. And you guys know we have every social media. Follow our links, and you'll know where to listen to our podcast. And also, you can see our link tree. You can go to all our social medias and follow all our socials so you know when we post and whenever we talk about movies online, like on Twitter or something. But yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you guys very much. See you guys next time.
Bye.